This is the first in a series of teaching based on the course which I've put together through the Ambassadors for All Nations ministry called God's Heart for All Nations. How God sees the nations from Genesis to Revelation. We're going to be looking at effectively every book in the Bible to see what God says about the nations. What is God's heart for the nations? Often when we look at our lives, we center our life very much on where we come from or where we are. Okay. Our prayers focus on our families, our church, our locality, our parish, and sometimes even to our region or nation. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Yet God's perspective and God's heart is not just limited to one place. We thank God for that because when we look at the world, we discover there are believers in nearly every part of the world worshipping Jesus. In my country, in your country. And yet if we look back to the time of the New Testament, people from my country knew little or nothing about God, certainly nothing about the gospel message. And yet because God had a heart and God had a perspective that was bigger, that said, I want to reach the people of England. I want to reach the people of Europe, people of Britain, people of and your nation and my nation. We can now worship and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we look around the world, there are still people who are without Christ. There are parts of the world that are following other religions and occults and people who never even heard the name of Jesus. And if we just keep our focus on where we are and where we come from and where we are, then how will these people ever hear about the name of Jesus? God's heart is much bigger than our heart. And we need to change our heart and our life and our way of being from just being so concerned about our own little world, our own family, our own church, our own locality, to catch God's heart for the bigger. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. See, even the disciples at the time of they'd been with Jesus for 3 years. They'd gone through the great times and obviously the terrible time of the crucifixion. They'd then come through the resurrection, been in shell shock, happy but shocked. Then they'd spent time, some appearances with Jesus and his resurrection appearance, and then his ascension to heaven. But just before his ascension to heaven, they were still asking the same question. Is it the time now for you to restore the kingdom to Israel? Is it now the time? Because their perspective was limited to their little world, their nation of Israel. And for them, the Messiah was to rescue Israel, was to restore Israel, maybe the Davidic kingdom, to do that. And their perspective was limited to that. And we're like that often. Lord, come and bless my country, bless my family, bless my place. And a lot of our prayers are like that. Lord, do something here. And you know, Jesus surely wanted to bless Israel. Surely wanted to do something. But he took the disciples, and surely wants to bless our nation, but he took the disciples beyond the four walls. He took them beyond their immediate environment and boundaries. And he said, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. He's crying out, catch my heart, men. Catch my heart, women. Catch my perspective. It's much bigger than yours. You are thinking of your little world, your little, even your little nation. You are thinking of that, and for you that is important. But I have a bigger picture and a bigger perspective, and my heart is for the nations. My heart is for the world. My heart is for the peoples here. Jerusalem. My heart is for the people in Judea. My heart is for the people, your neighbor, Samaria. My heart is for the ends of the earth. Catch his heart. You know, really, to be a true servant of the Lord, we need his heart, his perspective. And the purpose of this course is to get you to understand and see that the heart of God is bigger than even you think. And it's bigger for you. And so we're looking at Genesis to Revelation. We're looking at the different nations. And my prayer is that as you look at this and study this and you hear my words and look at the scriptures, you will catch God's heart for the nations. Dare I say it? And I don't like using these words, Muslim nations, because I don't believe a nation is a Muslim nation or a Buddhist nation or whatever. I don't believe in that. I believe there are nations in which the majority of people would claim to be Muslims. But no nation is Muslim. No nation is Buddhist. The nations belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. The nations belong to Him. And when we look at those nations in which the majority of people belong to other faiths and they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, what is our heart towards them? What is God's heart towards them? What is God's heart towards the nations which are majority Muslim or majority Buddhist or Hindu or whatever? What is God's heart? Is God's heart just to bless, as we say, God bless America? Or God save the Queen in my country? God, do you know? Is it bigger? Or is it wider? What is God's heart? And so as we look at the scriptures, we're going to see that. Malachi 1:11. From the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Many scriptures, and we look at the Psalms in particular. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. Psalm 96:3. Psalm 97:1. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You see, this is a higher perspective, friends. God's desire is that His glory is be found among the nations. His glory is in that. Let the earth rejoice. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the nations praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. See, every person in this world was created to worship God. And therefore, every nation was created to worship God. He's above all. He's worthy of worship. He reigns over all nations, and all nations will praise Him. He's above all and worthy of worship. Can we catch God's heart, God's perspective? Nations, peoples of the world, peoples of the earth. The revelation John had at the kind of fulfillment of time and before. And he has this amazing vision of the other side of what's to be and what's above. In Revelation 7:9-10, he says this: after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues was standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Here outlined is a time when all peoples, all nations, all tribes and tongues will be before the throne in worship. That's God's heart. That is God's vision. It's a vision that God has shown us, that's His heart. Every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation before the throne. Have you got God's heartbeat? Have you caught His heartbeat? Do you desire that every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every people before the throne of God? Do you desire that? Do you look at the world and say, what about those nations that don't have? Many worshiping God in spirit and truth. What about those peoples, those tribes in which no one yet worships the Lord Jesus Christ? See, that's God's heart. It's His desire that the nations would come before His throne and worship. And that's the reason. It's simple. It's the reason why Jesus Christ came. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the peoples. So for God so loved the nations. Not God so loved Israel, and He does love Israel. Not so much that God so loved the 12 disciples, and He did love them. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was also the reason why Jesus sent His disciples into the world. He said, "It is finished. My task is finished. I have been lifted up, and when I'm lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." And it's through the cross that people will be drawn to myself. And it's, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man will come to the Father except through me, and through me, and through this cross, men of all peoples and all nations will come. And they will receive me. And he that believes in me has eternal life." But he said to his disciples, "You are the one that's got to go. You are the one that's got to go and share this message. Things have changed. I've got all authority now in heaven and earth. But you've got to go. You've got to go and make disciples of all nations. You've got to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You've got to teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And I'll be with you always, even to the end." You see, God has a heart for people. God has a heart for the people of the nations. He's concerned about His world. Just an introduction to this course. But I'm hoping you're catching the spirit of what I'm trying to say, because it's God's heartbeat. God's heart for the nations. In the next section, we'll look at when the nations started and the plan of God from the nations, from the beginning of the Bible. But open up your heart to God. Open up your ears to hear what He's saying to the church. Your focus is too small. You're concerned about your little world, your little situation. And I'm concerned about the world. I'm concerned about the peoples, near and far off. I'm concerned about people finding me. And I'm calling you. I'm calling you to take my message, to bring it to peoples near and far off, that they may know that I love them. And I want them before the Father crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." God says, "Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. May God bless you as you've listened to this tape, and look forward to you joining us on the next tape in the series.